Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The DH, Gates Brown. Batting third. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rich Reese. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Perry. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, John Lowenstein. Batting third. The left fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The DH, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. Ellis drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rodriguez out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beat Spikes for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Lowenstein moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss strikes out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torres moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein strikes out. There goes Torres. The throw from Sims and Torres is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Spikes is hit by the pitch. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Spikes moves to third. Ed Farmer now pitching. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Torres hits a fly ball into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. the Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Northrup moves to second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Northrup scores. It's Tigers, 4, Indians, 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ellis for a passed ball. Reese moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reese scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Tigers. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Dick Sharon now playing right field. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cardenas is called out on strikes. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-3 in the game. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gamble hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Tom Ragland pinch runs for John Ellis. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Ragland moves to second. Ron Lolick pinch runs for Charlie Spikes. John Hiller now pitching. Walt Williams pinch hits for Chris Chambliss. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing first base. Tom Ragland now playing second base. Alan Ashby now catching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Torres strikes out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.